head. As I looked out the window, it was bright sunlight on the orange bricks of the next building. Very bright light somehow reflecting. And through the window, if I was able to understand, I guess why I couldn't stay awake. It was not conscious. Before I'd realized I couldn't stay awake anymore. But now, it's even worse than before. I was listening to a tape of a lecture on Buddhism, at which I was present.
I was at the lecture.
Heard myself asking a lot of stupid questions.
He was asking a lot of stupid questions.
I was thick-headed at the lecture, sitting there on the floor. But to hear it all now, it's even worse than before. Those shoes I have, there's some name in them I
can't remember.
Hey, I found them in a wastebasket about to be empty. They're mostly the only shoes I wear. When I found them, they had been worn.
Bottoms were worn off.
Worn off on the edges. But they're mostly in good shape.
Really good shape.
I found that they fit me. I was very happy. There was something about them that sticks to the feet.
When I walk,
makes a noise. I kept wearing them. They got wet many times, and now the stitches that hold them together on the sides is coming apart. Everywhere it hurts. And you can see my colored socks in the hole where they come apart. But they stick to the floor when I walk still.
They stick to the floor.
Very noticeably.
Apart.
I stepped in some sticky stuff that spilled by the door. Since then, it's even worse than before. On Broadway, one night, there was this fairly high-pitched, loud tone that
sounded like
a siren. People were looking around to see
where it came from.
The food store on the corner provided a lot of the light. Because it was open, pretty soon, I realized that the sound was coming from
this one car
that was parked on the street nearby. It was empty and locked as I walked toward it. It became even louder. I first noticed the sound when I walked past the store, but now it's even worse than before. I really wanted to show somehow how things deteriorate, or how one bad thing leads to another. At first, there were plenty of things to point to. Lots of people, places, things, ideas, turning to shit everywhere. I could describe these instances. But the more I thought about them,
the less
they seemed to be negative things, but appeared in the seeds of something completely new and productive.
Couldn't talk
about them in the same way. But I knew it was true that they really are dangerous crises occurring in many different places. But I was blind to them. Once it was easy to find something to deplore, but now it's even worse than before. The question is whether or not this kind of music is going to hypnotize you. Do you resent being made to listen to this monotonous
music
or having to listen to such boring sentences? Friends have said that by producing this kind of music, people are put to sleep. In fact, I've always thought this.
I've
always disliked the Rolling Stones since I found out what they were up to.
So the prospect of doing
this very hypnotic music came to my mind. I realized that I should at least bring up the problems of listening to this kind of rhythm, that its regularity may temporarily take your mind off the more important tasks we have. I had to decide if it was in our best
decide.
It just present this. But now that I went ahead and did it after asking what it was for, now it's even worse than before.
Hello, you're listening to World of Echo on BFF.fm. I'm your host, Blythe Sheldon. Last show of 2019, and we just heard Barefoot in New York by Arthur Russell off Iowa Dream, which came out this past year. Today I'm playing all songs off albums that came out in 2019 that I liked a lot. Most of these albums I've played before, but you know, collect them all in one place to celebrate the year. Next up, Joan Shelley, Stay All Night, off Like the River Loves the Sea.
You'd know it, you're a power line in each eye of full moon, each hand alive, flowing in the stream of days, long and winding in the sun and shade, holly and ivy. Oh, I want to stay all night, night, night. Oh, I want to stay all night, night. I see the rules that the flowers mind, for the world unfurls, there's gotta be one twice. And I can see your cold, I wanna warm your hands, and I love the boy, I know the man. Oh, I wanna stay all night, night, night. Oh, I wanna stay all night. Stay all night, night, night. I wanna stay all night, night, night. We reach the coast. Watch the final light. When you say I'm wrong, but I know I'm right. Oh, and baby, I'm right here. Lay down beside me and pray the waves don't rise this high, 'cause I wanna stay all night, night, night. Yeah, I wanna stay all night, night, night. Oh, I wanna stay all night, night. Stay all night. Night, night.
That was Steve Gunn with Luciano off the Unseen In Between, which came out earlier in the year, along with William Tyler's Goes West, which I played the track Fail Safe from. And I started with Joan Shelley, Stay All Night, off Like the River Loves the Sea. Next up, going to play some piano instrumentals that I really enjoyed this year.
Thank you.
We just heard Satoshi Ashikawa with Still Space off Kankyo Angaku, Japanese environmental, ambient, and new age music, 1980 to 1990. An awesome compilation put out by Light in the Attic that they're amazingly up for a Grammy for liner notes. But as Justin and I joke, of course, that's the music we're into these days, the environmental music that wins Grammys for liner notes. Before that, we heard Visible Cloaks' Yoshio Ojima and Satsuki Shibano with You off Serenitatum, which was a Freakways compilation, or a Freakways project that came out this year on RVNG International. So those were two really great Japanese experimental slash ambient albums that came out. And then back before that, we heard Ariel Kalma and Sarah Devachi with Floating in Space off Intemporal. And then Leo Sversky with River Without Banks off River Without Banks, an album that I listened to a lot this year. It's good to do work too. And I started the set with Nils Fromm, All Encores, or Talisman off All Encores, which came out earlier in the year. I said I was going to play more instrumental piano stuff. I played the wrong Nils Fromm track. There are other piano pieces on that album. He's a really great pianist, and Talisman is not one of those, but also good. Moving right along, I think the quiet section of this week's show has ended. Next, going to play some louder stuff that came out this year, starting with Gong Gong Gong, The Last Note.
Thank you.
That was Mdou Mokhtar with Tomastin off Alana the Creator, which is a great album that came out a couple months ago. And I actually saw Mdou play Red Bay Coffee in Oakland this past year, which was a really fun show. And like, everyone was really attractive. It was just a funny thing that I noticed. But and Mdou is also a very handsome man. And then we played Gong 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 as The Last Night off Phantom Rhythm. I think we have time for only one more. So I'm going to end this week's episode, the final episode of 2019 of World of Echo, with, of course, Carl Stone, who I've played a ton from this year. And I'm going to end with Panchita off his album Baru. So you've been listening to World of Echo on BFF.fm. I'm your host, Blythe Sheldon, and I'll see you in the new year. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.